Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eves, and this week we're diving deep into the heart of genuine happiness. That's right, we're talking about authentic joy. Let's get into it. We live in a world that often sells us manufactured versions of our happiness, a fleeting feeling tied to external circumstances or material possessions. But what about the kind of joy that comes from within, the kind that's rooted in authenticity and connection? This episode isn't about denying the existence of difficult emotions or pretending life is always easy. It's about exploring the true nature of authentic joy, understanding its sources, and cultivating practices that allow us to experience it in our own daily lives. We're going to get real and raw about the challenges of finding genuine happiness and explore how to create a life that is truly joyful. We'll explore the key differences between fleeting pleasure and authentic joy, discuss the importance of self-awareness and connection, and unpack practical strategies for cultivating genuine happiness in our own lives. We'll be honest about the challenges of navigating the ups and downs of life, but also celebrate that level of peace, contentment, and vibrancy that comes from experiencing authentic joy. So let's talk about that, because authentic joy isn't found in fleeting moments of external achievement. It lives deep within us, rooted in self-awareness, gratitude, and alignment with our truest selves. Authentic joy invites you to peel back the layers of expectations, comparisons, and superficial happiness to discover the deep, lasting joy that comes from living fully and authentically. You know, that's deep right there. So today we're going to focus on cultivating joy from the inside out. Joy that isn't dependent on our circumstances, but the joy that flows from knowing who you are, what matters most to you, and how to show up for your life with intention and purpose. Authentic joy embraces both the highs and lows, recognizing that life's challenges can deepen our appreciation for just life's beauty in general. And we will unpack that, practical tools and empowering insights that authentic joy will help you reconnect with your inner sense of peace, play, and most importantly, passion. You'll learn how to cultivate daily habits that invite joy, release the need for perfection, and embrace the beauty of your own unique path. Because true joy isn't something you chase, it's something you uncover deep within. So I want to explore this more. Let's go over and just unpack what are some of the key differences between fleeting pleasure and authentic joy. First thing is fleeting pleasure. That's the external triggers, the short-lived, the often tied to material possessions or external validations, and that can lead to emptiness. But authentic joy, that internal source, long-lasting, rooted in connection, purpose, and self-acceptance, it leads to contentment and fulfillment. There is nothing greater, there is nothing more rewarding and better than authentic joy. You can count on that. And I want to unpack some of the sources of authentic joy. Meaningful, deep connections, deep and genuine relationships with others that you build that brings you joy and excitement, and purposeful living when you're living right, engaging in activities that align with your values and contribute to something larger and greater than yourself. That brings a level of authentic joy. And here's a big one: self-acceptance and self-compassion, embracing your imperfections and treating yourself with kindness, gratitude and appreciation, recognizing and appreciating the good things in your life, and understand mindfulness and presence and being fully present in the moment and savoring experiences, just overall having that level of creative expression, you know, how you engage in activities that allow you to express your true, authentic self that you're very passionate about and you get so much joy and contentment from doing those things. So you have to have that creative expression, that creative outlet. Take a moment to reflect on what are some things that you're passionate about, some things that you're already doing, and some things that you want to explore more, because you have to have that creative expression. It brings so much joy. And just take that time to also focus on a spiritual connection, feeling a sense of connection to something larger than yourself, that there's nothing, you know, better than that. That brings so much joy. And I want to go over some more strategies for just overall cultivating that authentic joy. You could practice gratitude journaling. I love journaling, and that's just regularly writing down things you're grateful for. I'm big on gratitude. Of course, I'm a podcaster. I do podcasts, and I always talk about things that I'm blessed with and that I'm grateful for, and I encourage you to do that as well. You could do that, you know, with your loved ones. You can do that through journaling. It's just such a great thing to do. And also, spend more time doing things that make you happy and make you feel fulfilled. Practice mindfulness and meditation always. Cultivate that presence. It's nothing better than self-awareness and just being in that present moment. And work on strengthening your relationships. Invest time and energy into all of those meaningful connections in your life. And pursue your passions. Engage in activities that ignite your soul, that set your soul on fire. That's where you will see that true joy, laughter, happiness. And always, always give yourself that self-compassion and be kind to yourself. I talk about that all the time, but it's so imperative that we're not as hard. And I can speak from personal experience. I'm always very critical of myself, and more than others are with me. So I've learned to give myself grace, to give myself that compassion and have that understanding. So I encourage you to do that too. Always have that level of compassion for yourself that you would have for your loved ones. You have to treat yourself with the same kindness and courtesy. I know it's insane that you would think that you would need a reminder, but sometimes it's like that, believe it or not. And just limit your exposure to negative people, negative influences. Reduce that level of exposure to negative news, social media, or even toxic relationships. You have to nip it in the bud and spend limited time there. Don't put your energy and time into negative, toxic things, places, people, whatever that looks like. Only you know what that is and who that person is for you. And I'm just telling you, limit your levels of exposure. That's something I do in my life, and it makes a huge difference. And I have like more peace, just positive vibes, positive people. And I encourage you to do the same, limiting that level of exposure to negative influences, negative, whether that's the media, being online. I set time blocks when I'm on social media. I don't spend more time. I know, okay, I'm going to give myself a 15, 20 minute block, look through some posts, and that's about it. And I'm off, and then I may go back in a few weeks, a few months, but I've mastered that stage, and it feels good because I feel like my energy and time is put into other things that make me smile and bring me joy. Versus sometimes I feel like when you're on social media, it's like you're going down this dark rabbit hole, and you're here, and then you dive into other things. So And I talk about that in my book, New Year, New Habits. I know we are in March now. Look at that. So we're at 90 days of those New Year habits that we were setting. So if you need any guidance, resources on that, New Year, New Habits, it's available on Amazon.com as well as Kindle. Be sure to get your copy. You won't be disappointed. But that's critical. You have to have the appropriate time blocks and set that time aside for quiet time, reflection time, and just create a space for solitude and introspection. You know, whether you're giving yourself alarms and trying not to go to bed, you know, before, you know, you go to bed viewing social media, you have to like really be grounded in your habits, in your activities. And once you do that, you'll be able to put your energy into other positive things that bring you that authentic joy, not the manufactured joy. It's a big difference. Authentic joy, it's not a destination. It's a state of being, because you want this constantly. You want this daily. It's not a destination that you're chasing. And it's all about cultivating a mindset that allows you to appreciate the present moment, connect with your purpose, and embrace the beauty of your authentic self. That's so critical. You have to understand the difference between happiness and joy, the power of inner fulfillment versus external validation. It has to be a sort of balance there. We're talking about balance and harmony. That's right. Check in. And just embracing joy as a way of being, and get rid of and let go of the joy blockers. Understand when to release the comparison and unrealistic expectations, and healing from past disappointments and pain, and overcoming the pressure to perform, turning, you know, things into opportunities to bring you joy, rediscovering your passions and simple pleasures in life, and pay attention to what lights you up inside, and honor your personal joy triggers. Know what those are. So take time to become one with yourself during that mindfulness and figure out what your joy triggers are, and understand the road of gratitude and being present in the moment, that grateful mindset, and bring that into your daily habits, every day, your routines, your mentality, and find joy in the here and now, being present in the moment. And just incorporate those joyful habits, you know, incorporating play, creativity, and rest. Rest is critical as well. And surround yourself with positive influences and daily rituals that foster joy and a level of happiness. And just be authentic with your true self expressions and living in alignment with your true self, embracing vulnerability and all of your imperfections, and expressing joy in your own uniqueness, in your own unique way. And understand that, I know we're talking about joy, authentic joy, and being happy, but life has its ups and downs. There are certain things that could, you know, get in your way, that take up that space for joy, even in tough times. But you have to build resilience and optimism. You have to stay positive and just find meaning and joy and personal growth. It's all about evolving and elevating and just spreading that joy through kindness and connections and inspiring others to embrace joy as well. And understand, authentic joy, that's your birthright. It's a gift that lives within you, waiting to be uncovered. When you choose to live authentically with gratitude, courage, curiosity, joy becomes a natural part of your experience. Authentic joy is not about creating a perfect life, but about embracing the beauty, wonder, and richness of the life you already have. Your joy is waiting, and it starts with honoring the real, beautiful, imperfect you. What area of your life are you focusing on to cultivate more authentic joy? What small step can you take today to move closer to a life filled with genuine happiness? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, authentic joy is within you. Embrace your true self, connect with your purpose, and live a life that is truly yours. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.